Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
Candace DeRozier is the Associate Vice President for HBU Alumni and University Relations, and she is one busy lady. As a graduate of HBU, Candace is passionate about engaging alumni and friends into the life of HBU. And Sarah Holland is the Director of University Events and Conferences. She helps coordinate many HBU events. And for the first time this year, the university will offer Camp HBU. The camp is for children ages 10 to 15, and it'll be held Monday, July 16 through Friday, July 20, 2018. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
I'll tell you what, I got real appreciation for both of you, and particularly Candace. I've just watched you work for 4 years.
Wow, thank you. Yeah. It is a lot of work, but it's very rewarding, and it's rewarding to work for my alma mater and to work for a university that has a higher calling, and knowing that it's not just academics, it's also about bringing people to know Christ.
You know, I figured out how you had such a good work ethic. You have such a great mentor, Sharon Saunders.
I do. I was lucky to meet her when I was 18 years old.
Yeah, tell that story.
She was the first person I met here on campus. And I started working for her as a freshman, and she has been part of my life ever since. I can't imagine my life without her. She's my mentor. She's my supervisor at work. She's one of my best friends.
Sharon is an eloquent, very mature, wise lady.
Yes. She still has a lot more work to do with me.
She, in so many situations, I've just been so impressed with her. Now, here you are, the director of Associate Vice President for HBU Alumni and University Relations. Explain that.
So the great thing is when I first came, I helped to start the events office 11 years ago now. And now we have kind of merged together the two areas of alumni and events to take and utilize our human resources, to utilize just those talents and gifts that both departments have, to help engage more alumni, to kind of take and build up and make better and kind of increase that territory that mm-hmm. we've been given in terms of just bringing people back to the university and engaging them.
Now, when we talk about events, to put it in context, I mean, there's what? How many thousands of events here annually?
We had 11,423 events this past year, which is
now say that again.
11,423 events, and we count everything as small as a meeting, all the way up to something large as a conference or a camp or a gala as an event.
Wow,
we have a lot going on here at HBU.
11,000 plus events mm-hmm. on the 152-acre campus of HBU, mm-hmm. And Sarah, you serve as the Director of University Events and Conferences. So how do the two of you interface together?
Well, we interface very well, I think.
Nerf balls with each other.
Right. Yes. We ever since we merged University Events and Conferences and University Alumni Relations, we partner together, and Candace oversees us, and we oversee all the events on campus and try to engage alumni, too, in those events. And we also partner with different community people, and we just have all kinds of fun together.
And by the way, we want to just right on the front end say that the HBU Gala, that's going to be an absolute turnaway, is in the year of 2018 with Chip Gaines.
Chip Gaines, Mr. Fixer Upper.
Oh, is he ever Mr. Fixer Upper?
Very excited about that.
You know, I think our TV at home is going to stay permanently on Chip and Joanna. It's all my wife. I mean, I asked her, I'm like, honey, do you watch this? Like, every hour of the night. I finally have to commandeer the TV. Yeah. Capital gains. I mean, this chip guy is one entrepreneur on steroids.
He is. And if you've read his book, I'm in the middle of it right now, but I am very drawn to the book. It's just such an endearing story. He always brings praise back to God. He talks so much about how his family means so much to him. And that just, that means a lot to me as a person, and especially as someone who's promoting an event that he's going to be at, knowing that those same values are there.
Well, I could not agree more. And Chip Gaines, the telephone number 281-649-3000 is a way for you to sponsor a table while you can for the gala at HBU on November the
1st.
Okay, that'll be easy to remember. And it's going to be where?
It's going to be at the brand new Social Hotel here in Houston, the Post Oak at Uptown Houston. So right there
Post
off
Oak.
Of 610.
Oh, I know where the Post Oak is because I had to find my way to Willie G's the other night and it moved to the Post Oak. Everybody's talking about the Post Oak in Houston, Texas. The first hotel really of its kind. Our gala's going to be there.
Yes,
it's going to be an uptown event.
It sure is. We're excited about that. It's in the heart of Houston.
Oh, it is. And I mean, Mastro's is there. Last time I ate at a Mastro's was in Beverly Hills, California.
They open for their first gala on next month. And so ours will be one of among the first at the Social Hotel that will be the Social Hotel of Houston.
Is that what they're calling it? The Social Hotel Post Oak? Nice byline. So we want to talk about, just for a few minutes, the sponsoring tables. Because we need to perpetuate the vision of HBU.
Sure.
You know, I think it's so important for us to remember that a great university like this happens because people give. And they give sacrificially. I frequently reference Don Lozier's book. And I just think about the godly people who gave sacrificial gifts.
Right.
And they continue to give sacrificial gifts. But this is kind of a cool night in that you can sponsor a table, but I can't think of anybody more engaging or entertaining and more authentic to listen to than Chip Gaines.
Right. And we also have the opportunity to honor a lot of those people that you were talking about that have been so generous and that have that philanthropic calling, like Pinky Pampel, who's going to be one of our Spirit of Excellence award recipients, like Colin Montgomery, professional golfer, who's one of our graduates. President's Award recipients will be Jim and Sherry Smith. And then our Founders Medal will be Dr. Archie and Linda Dunham. So we're very excited about honoring these great friends and just having a really fun night.
You know, so let's talk about table sponsorship. What are the levels that people can sponsor a table? Because I know they're going to want to do it early. I really feel like this is going to be a capacity event really, really quick. What are the levels?
Well, they start off at $5,000
and
go all the way up to $100,000 more if they would like to.
Sure.
But we have varying levels in between as well. And so I would encourage anyone that is interested in sponsoring a table to do it quickly because we've already gotten so many sponsorships already and we're excited about that.
So let's just repeat, you know, Chip Gaines and the HGTV's Fixer Upper with his precious wife, Joanna, the gala speaker at Houston Baptist University's gala, November 1, 2018 at the Post Oak Hotel, the Social Hotel of Houston. And you can call 281-649-3000 and sponsor a table. Just use your credit card and call them and say, I want to sponsor a table at $5,000 or $10,000, $25,000, $50,000. The neat thing is when you sponsor a table, you're really sponsoring the future of Christian education.
Absolutely.
Through an unparalleled university, an unparalleled city, Houston, Houston Baptist University. It's a great, great opportunity.
And all the funds raised go towards scholarships.
Is that great?
Yes. And you can also go online at hbu.edu/spirit of excellence.
Okay, so
and,
great. Thank you.
Go to that website, and we have a link to sign up for table of sales there.
So hbu.edu/spirit of excellence. Mm-hmm. And you don't even have to call. You can just register online.
Absolutely.
Sponsor online.
Yes.
Okay, very good. There's nothing quite like the galas that HBU puts on.
Okay.
And I every time I've seen one, I just am just amazed. And I can only imagine what your lives are like as you ramp up to that thing.
Yes, my family, by the time the gala comes, they are like, we are ready for the gala to be over.
They're ready for Thanksgiving. Do you cook turkey after the gala, the gala years?
Sometimes I do. Yeah, it just depends if I'm hosting or not.
Now let's talk about Camp HBU, July 16 through 20, 2018, children 10 to 15, right on the campus of HBU. Tell us about that.
Well, it's a new initiative at HBU. This is our inaugural year, and we are just super excited. We know our resources here. Our rec team goes out to all these other camps. They're going to be at our camp. Our praise and worship band that goes out to all these different churches, they're going to be at our camp. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we have these great resources, and bringing all of these kids to our campus will create an affinity that when it comes time to choose a college, they're going to think more about HBU because they're going to have those great memories. But it's also an opportunity for those that come to learn more about Christ and for those that don't know Christ to become believers, because we will have worship time. We will have Bible study time, community service time. We're going to go out into the community. We'll have classes with some of our professors, rec time with our rec team. So it's just going to be a really fun week.
And that's Camp HBU, children ages 10 to 15. So mm-hmm. what grades would that be?
So fifth grade to freshman in high school.
Fifth grade through freshman in high school, July 16 through 20, 2018. And how do they get more information about that?
Again, the website is hbu.edu/camphbu.
Okay, good.
Go ahead. Or they can call the events office. Mm-hmm.
281-649-3047. And okay. They can talk to any of us.
Okay, mm-hmm. 649-289-3047. Now, I mean, let's talk about the facilities, because when you have 11,000 plus events, mm-hmm. I can only imagine. So what are the prominent facilities used? I mean, you have Beelen Chapel, which mm-hmm. is just like a masterpiece to look at.
Yes. Well, we have so many wonderful facilities on campus. A lot of our events are in the Morris Cultural Arts Center, which was built in 2007, and it hosts or it houses the Beelen Chapel, which is a great place where we have different church services and recitals, weddings, and different things like that. We'll probably have some sessions of Camp HBU in the Beelen Chapel. We also have our Dunham Theater, which is named after Dr. Archie and Linda Dunham. And that is a wonderful theater space that seats about 1,200. And we have all kinds of events in there, everything from symphonies to high school performances, musical theater, you name it, and we have it there. Our own graduation, yes.
A weekly convocation, chapel service.
And so we're going to put some pictures up as we're speaking of these facilities. I mean, this is Dunham Theater, and you can just see how gorgeous it is. Double-decker balcony. Mm-hmm. And acoustically, we might just pause and say it is acoustically one of the finest auditoriums.
The very first time that the Houston Symphony came to perform, the music critic from the Chronicle came out, and he actually came before they even were there, and he could hear the sweeping that the custodian was doing on the stage, like the rhythm of the, because the acoustics were so great. Mm-hmm. And I've heard numerous times from the various directors that have been there with the symphony that they hear nuances of the music that they don't hear in other facilities. So it is truly state of the art.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, just in speaking, I mean, it does have a penetration of a speaker that is, mm-hmm. you know, very unique. And so many sound boards are EQ'd improperly, and unfortunately, don't always have the right person running them, but not at Dunham Theater. Mm-hmm, yeah. Gorgeous.
We have a great team.
And Beeland Chapel, we want to show you Beeland Chapel. Take a look at this. It's just so gorgeous. Now, that organ that you're looking at is, tell us about that organ, because it took, I forget, I mean, I remember the story they told me. It was like months to put the thing. It was specially made for Houston Baptist University.
It was. I know Rhonda Furr is obviously the
Rhonda told us about it.
Yeah. On the organ. But I remember each pipe was brought in its own box, and we carried them all in, and it was assembled in the chapel. It took over a month to have everything put up, and it's just such a beautiful instrument. And again, the acoustics in Beeland Chapel are so incredible. And that just, that instrument is just even better because of the space and how it was designed.
I'm telling you, I was in there for a hymn recital, and it just, this was overwhelming. Yeah. I mean, now, what other parts of the facility are used a great deal?
We use McNair Hall, too, which is the giant foyer in the Morris Cultural Arts Center, right outside of the Beeland Chapel and the Dunham Theater for all kinds of different events. We do a lot of banquets and wedding receptions, speeches, and different things of that nature.
One of our facilities that I think everybody is a little surprised that it's used as much as it is maybe teaching theater. Mm-hmm. And they've actually just enhanced the audiovisual equipment that's in that space, and so it's being utilized even more.
And so teaching theater, where is this?
The Maybe Teaching Theater, it's over near the Jones.
Okay, right.
And I have forgotten how many it seats.
262.
So it's nice because Beeland seats 365 mm-hmm. and maybe seats just 100 less. Mm-hmm. And so you kind of have that smaller facility, a little more intimate. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's a great space as well.
Some of our students have improv shows and different lectures in that space. And so we like to use that one a lot.
We're talking to Candace DeRozier and Sarah Holland. Candace is the Associate Vice President for HBU Alumni and University Relations, and Sarah is the Director of University Events and Conferences. And you have an opportunity, if the schedule allows, to find a spot, rent a space at HBU's 152-acre campus off Southwest Freeway on Fondren. It's a beautiful, and let's talk about the commercial development. I know Beach Street, all that, you don't really rent, but it certainly is making the facility even all the more attractive. I had one of those Jimmy John sandwiches the other day, and I couldn't even finish it.
Oh, yes.
There's Salada with the drive-thru.
Oh, and Salada has a drive-thru.
You can order online and just drive through and pick it up.
It's so perfect. We have now Salada, we have FedEx, we have Jimmy John's,
Chipotle.
We have Chipotle. And what?
Shipley's.
I try to forget about that place.
Firehouse is about to open.
Firehouse Subs. Mm-hmm. All of that is a part of our Pillars Campus Edge, mm-hmm. which would be on what side of the campus? It faces Southwest Traffic Way.
Right. It's on the south side of the freeway.
South side. Yeah, south side. Mm-hmm. Lots of things coming, eh?
Yes.
Now, tell me about alumni for just a few minutes before we sign off about what you've got leading over there.
Sure. With alumni relations, we are super excited. Our board of directors is just amazing. And they actually just voted to begin the Doris Warren Endowed Scholarship to honor Doris Warren for 50 years of service here at HBU. And so we're currently in the process of asking some of our College of Science and Math alumni to be part of that and help to fund that scholarship completely. And the alumni board started the funds that needed to be part of that.
And what's the goal there?
$75,000 completes the scholarship. And so we hope to have that done within 3 years.
Good.
And that would be a great thing.
Doris Warren is a great lady here. It's amazing.
Absolutely.
50 years. I told her when I was filming with her, I said, Doris, when you started, I was 8 years old.
Yes, I was just a thought in my mother's head. Maybe someday I would come along.
Well, we are delighted that you both are on the team at HBU. I'm so proud of you both. So many people just thank God that you're here, and we pray for your strength and to keep on keeping on. Candace DeRozier and Sarah Holland, and they serve here at Houston Baptist University. Sponsor a table while there's still an opportunity for the HBU Gala with HGTV's Chip Gaines. And that's that fantastic young man. Yeah, I love his testimony. He said he was at Baylor and he needed another chance. And a president by the name of Robert Sloan gave him that chance. Said it made a difference in his life. This is going to be a very special night on November 1. You're going to hear Chip Gaines tell you why he admires so much Robert Sloan and HBU, and why of the thousands of places they get invited to go, they're coming to Houston for Houston Baptist University's Gala, November 1. Now, you can sponsor a table, hbu.edu/spirit of excellence. Just go online and do sponsor the very best you can. Ladies, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Keep on keeping on. We're behind you all the way.
Thank you.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.